Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To begin the episode, I have a little surprise for you, honey.
What? What?
That wasn't exciting.
Wait, I'm scared. I don't like your surprises.
Someone sent you a message.
Okay.
And they sent you a message.
Have you done a cameo?
Well, listen, someone sent you a message and it's very exciting. And so I've got them here for you.
What the hell is going on?
Okay, look.
I can't speak because I'm like saliva in my mouth now.
You know, we can say who it is. Jackie, okay, fine. So you love Real Housewives.
Mm.
Do you like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
If I was going to say to you the name, if I was going to say Whitney Rose.
Yeah.
Well, Whitney Rose from Salt Lake City has...
You paid for her cameo.
She sent a message, so I want you to go back to the beginning.
Hey, Sophie, it's Whitney Rose from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I apologize that it's a little bit dark. I am waiting in my car for carpool. My daughter is at soccer, but while I'm waiting, I want to deliver you a little belated message from someone who loves and adores you so very much. Your husband, Jamie, wants to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I'm sorry that it is after the fact, but he just wants you to know that he just thinks that you are so brave and he's so proud of you for conquering your battle with IBS because it was such a touch and go at times.
With what?
I want to wish you...
with what?
With IBS.
IBS because it was such a touch and go at times. I want to wish you the best of luck as you pioneer this world of IBS, and I hope that you may find healing along this journey. And your husband is so proud of you. Your hot, sexy husband loves you so very much and thinks the world of you. And I want to personally wish you the best of luck on your IBS journey and happy day of love. I love you so much.
That's fuzzy, not very nice. Like, people have IBS and I have IBS. I don't know what the fuck you're taking the piss. It's a serious.
You're a pioneer. You're a pioneer in the
world. I hope you battle in this world of IBS. Whitney Rose, she's so sweet. She talks like this. She's
oh my God.
That was very sweet.
So if I was going to say...
How much did you pay for that?
I paid $200. So...
What the fuck?
Yeah, did you actually? Yeah, I paid $200.
No, you didn't.
I did. I paid $200. And it's $200. And I'll spend it again. If I was going to say Dorit.
Dorit?
If I was going to say...
If you were going to say Dorit, I would think, what the fuck are you talking about?
If I was going to say the name Dorit.
How much have you spent on this?
If I was going to say Real Housewives.
Dorit. I love Dorit.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Dorit.
Yeah.
Would you be excited?
Yeah.
She didn't respond. Really annoying. She rejected the video offer.
But surely on Cameo, they have to do it.
Nope, they get to choose and she didn't go for it.
But why not?
I think she Googled you and thought, I'm not doing that. I don't know, honey. I don't know why.
Why would she reject it? Don't they do it for everyone? Did you ask her to say, well done for battling IBS? She probably thought it was an absolute piss take.
Well, no, I'm just proud of you. I honestly proud of you, honey.
What are you talking about? I'm not battling. You've got IBS. Okay. I don't battle anything.
You've got, think.
Okay. You've got IBS from grapes, let's be honest.
You want to be, don't you battle me, sister?
No, really.
You want to battle me, sister?
Yes, I do want to battle you.
Okay, who started the grapes? What happened the other day?
No,
what happened the other day?
The thing is with you is you're a liar. You're a liar, you're a thief, and you're a cheat. You got me into Salt Lake City and that's in my bones. Look, I don't...
I'm a liar, a thief, and a cheat.
Yeah.
When have I cheated?
Okay.
When have I thiefed anything?
You've cheated there because you cheated on a cameo.
That's not cheating.
That was cheating the game. You didn't track her down and get a real message, you paid your way to the top.
Yeah.
You lied because you lied and said that I'm battling with IBS, and you're a thief because you've just stole all my time by having to watch that bloody video.
All right, well, that's fair enough. Do you say you didn't like it?
Well, obviously not.
Are you not? I thought you were obsessed with them.
But you just, not a cameo. I don't.
That is personalised message.
She doesn't know who I am and she thinks she I'm battling with IBS.
And
now.
You are. And no, be I'm strong not. And brave about it.
You're being so weird. No, I'm not. And actually people have that. So you should...
I know. And you're one of them and I'm proud of you.
No, I've never been diagnosed with it.
Well, then whatever you ate the other night, that was...
No, Jamie, seriously, I haven't eaten anything. I have...
Well, you should eat something. You must be very hungry.
Oh my God, you're so irritating.
Look, I reckon we just cut to the chase.
Cut to the chase of what?
Just begin the episode. Should we just cut to the chase?
Let's just cut to the chase.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast. My name is Jamie Lang, and this is my lovely wife.
This is my lovely wife, Sophie Hibby.
yeah, it is, honey. I was thinking about this. Do you think couples are as weird as we are? Because I would be really upset if they are. We are...
You'd be upset. I'd be so thrilled.
We are, as a couple, so strange. It is. I'm going to explain to the listeners. And as we were doing it in the morning,
I really do not say what we were doing this morning.
No, not this morning.
When?
As we were doing it the other morning, I was like, if anyone saw us in the window, they would be like, what is... I'll tell you, listeners, what we're doing. I'm taking a shower, okay, in the morning, and I'm playing Beyonce's new song. I'm holding... how does it go?
I'm a hold up.
Yeah, a little hold up. The country song that she's created. I'm singing that in the shower. I'm completely naked. And I'm singing and I'm having a great time. My wife, Sophie, suddenly appears in the doorway. She's got a toothbrush in her hand and she's singing hold out into the toothbrush. It then goes on to another song, like I think it's Wagon Wheel or something like that. Another country song. This isn't the weird bit. You're singing into the into your microphone. It's a toothbrush. I'm in the shower. You then hand me the toothbrush as if you're handing me the microphone. I'm singing into that. You then grab my penis.
No, I don't.
And sing into it.
I didn't.
As if that's a microphone.
No,
so
I didn't.
I'm singing.
I actually, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying?
Do not make me look stupid.
That is so weird that you're lying. You're lying.
You do not make
I
me look.
I did not do that.
You're saying lying. To me that I wasn't singing to the toothbrush.
I didn't
while
do
you
that.
Were singing into my
no,
penis.
No, I didn't do that. I swear to fucking God, how small do you think I am? I'd have to bend right over.
And you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes.
No, you've lost it.
Don't.
You've lost it.
That is so...
You've lost the plot.
That is so...
That's really weird.
No, it's not, because that's what happened.
That isn't what happened. I sang into my toothbrush. I gave it to you and then I was just your backup dancer in the background. That is not true.
That is...
That is not true.
I swear on our... I swear.
You've genuinely dreamt that.
No, I have not. Look at you smiling.
I swear. I didn't
You're
do that.
So naughty.
Anyway,
but we do. There are strange things
I'm
that couples
sure
do.
I'm sure loads of people do strange things.
Do you think there are?
Yeah, I think people do weird things.
Do you think there's... the stuff that we do is quite strange, I think.
The stuff that we do is quite strange, yeah. Because you're quite strange.
No, I'm not that strange at all.
You're a little bit strange.
We also went and did Sunday brunch this week. And we had a great... We went to Sunday brunch. We went to the BAFTAs.
Oh, it was a great week, wasn't it?
How funny was it? We went into Sunday brunch. Yeah. You went off camera because you were taken off and I had to stay on. And when you were off, I...
Oh, yeah. I was watching him like on the screen, on the... What they call the monitor.
Yeah.
And I just saw Jamie look in the camera. The camera pans to him and he's like... Blood was just trickling down his head. And I see him grab the guy next to him's napkin and start dabbing his head. And all I thought is, oh, he's just picked a spot on live TV. On live TV. It was live, wasn't it?
Yes.
On live TV. It's just beyond bizarre. And then they cut cameras. I just saw him run to the loo. I was like, what's just happened? so strange.
Live TV.
We were Dizzy Rascal. That's so sick.
We were Dizzy Rascal.
I think I went and saw him.
We did. We've been to lots of different things recently. We went to the BAFTAs, which was hilarious. And we went into the after party. And Sophie, you're so good in these situations. Because I felt a bit awkward going there for some reason.
I don't. I felt like I was going to a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, but why do you feel like you're going
because,
to...
Because, like, why do you feel awkward? Like, no one's going to talk to me or know who I am, so I'm just going to observe.
But they'll know
I'm
who
going
I am.
To a cop. They wouldn't.
Yeah, they'll be like, that's Jamie, the Radio 1 Jamie, host. Guys, that's the Radio 1
Jamie,
host.
Jamie, we were sat down. Right, when you go to a party and you don't know anyone and everyone's standing up and everyone's arriving, do you stand up and walk around and shake your hand and go, hi, nice to meet you, I'm Jamie? Jamie was yes. like, that's what we should be doing. I was like, you beggy freak.
No.
Sit the fuck down. I'm in this corner. I'm eating the canapes and then I'm out of here. I'm going to see Margot Robbie and then I'm gone.
We didn't even see Margot Robbie.
I saw her husband though. And I keep telling all my friends, I'm like, they're like, so who did you see? I'm like, Margot Robbie's. They're like, no way. I'm like, husband.
Sophie said when we were there, she leaned in and said, you have to tell all my friends that we saw famous people though, because they'll think we were with famous people. So you got to say it. I was like,
there were loads of famous people. There was a room full of famous people.
Who?
But I didn't see like Ryan Gosling.
Name one.
I know one. I can't remember what his name is, but he looks like Rod Stewart. He's an actor and he looks like Rod Stewart, and he was there. And also, I'm sure there was like the programs from like that new program that's making everyone cry, The One Show or something.
Was he there?
I'm pretty sure she was there.
What?
And then I saw your mate. He was great in the velvet jacket.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
There was loads of people there. There was loads of people in like cool outfits. It was very small and intimate. And well, sorry that we didn't see everyone. You made me leave at 11. We were there for an hour.
Are you joking? I did not make you leave.
Yeah, you did. You were like, we should go. Got an early day. That BBC radio job is really making you nervous, isn't it?
Yeah, I got a BBC Radio 1 gig for Drive Time, which I'm very excited about, but I do feel a bit nervous about it.
He's so nervous and he's mistaking like the nerves for like him having like a mental breakdown. He's like, do you think it's normal then that I'm like worried about this? I'm like, yes, you freak.
Yeah, I feel a bit stressed at the moment because of it.
That's normal.
I do feel a little bit
You're
stressed.
You're going to be great, honey. Why do you feel stressed?
I don't know. I feel a bit stressed because it's a lot of work and it's
and
quite
people,
hectic.
There's like quite some like comments, right? Not mean comments. There's loads of good comments, but like BBC fans they're rife.
This is what happened. So for people who care or not, I've been announced, which is very exciting, as the new Radio 1 host for Drive Time, which is 3 to 6 p.m. Monday to Thursday. Very exciting. I'm with Vic Hope, co-hosting with Vic Hope. Jordan North, who was the current host, has gone to Capital Breakfast.
I mean, if they've read the news.
Sophie's also become obsessed with TikTok, guys. She's absolutely obsessed with it to the point where she constantly sends me videos.
Guys, my TikTok algorithm's fucking, it's absolutely mental.
She sends me a video of a guy who's just playing with a snake.
No, guys, all of it is one guy is just playing with snails, and then he has 16 million followers, and him and his family, they sit down in front of him and they slop down like this bowl, and in this bowl is like mush, and then in this other bowl is like mush, and then they get their hands in there like, and they feed each other.
Can we also say about your video? And then please, can we say about your video?
No, we can't, because then people will look at it.
No, they
won't. It's still up there. No, are you fucking joking? Obviously not. I've got a huge... I've kept the video up because no one's noticed. Don't put that in. I've not had any comments. So I'm like, I'm just
half a million people have
no
seen
one's
it.
Commented they would comment
because they don't want you to know.
Well, I'll just delete it after this and no one's gonna see it, and then you've just lost me all those followers. I'm really enjoying TikTok anyway. I have like other ones. I get like these random people dressed as like elves. They have like elf ears on, and they'll be like in a park in Greenwich, and they'll be like, and then they like do a mime. It's nuts. It's every other one.
Do you think we're romantic with each other?
Yeah.
I think we are.
I'm not as romantic as you'd like me to be, but I am romantic. What did I make you at the weekend?
You made me cookies.
And?
That was it?
No, there were cupcakes too.
You made me cookies and cupcakes. But then I tried to do something romantic. I tried to carry you up the stairs, and that was quite romantic. You remember that?
No, because you wanted to game, so you're like, "Offer you to bed."
No, I didn't. I don't know how.
And then you collapsed because you said I was so heavy.
I don't know how they do it in the movies. You were lying on the sofa, and I thought this is going to be a wonderful moment, so I scooped you up in my arms.
But you've got to remember, we're same height.
What?
We're same height.
That's all right that we're the same height. No, I scooped you up in my arms and I went to carry you up the stairs because I thought it was going to be a romantic moment. And honestly, the only way I can describe carrying you, it's like carrying a really heavy carpet. Honestly, I don't know how people do that, how they carry you up the stairs and be romantic in that way.
They're full of testosterone.
Is that what it is? Mm. All right, honey pants. Listen, I love you. I think you're fab in every single way.
I love you. I think you're fab in every single way.
Do you know what we should do, though? Because we got a lot to get into this episode. The episode today, we have really exciting news because we have Josh and Charlie, who we organized the proposal. They're coming on the podcast stage. So we're going to chat through everything that they've been through, how the proposal was, all those kind of things. And we also have another guest, Alex, who organized the flash mob. That's all today in the podcast. We're in wedding mode right now. We want to hear the update on their wedding planning. I can't wait.
I can't bloody wait.
Before that, honey, it's time for...
listeners' messages.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for sending in your listeners' messages. We absolutely love them, don't you?
Absolutely. Oh, we bloody love them.
We bloody love them.
We bloody love them.
Oh, we bloody love them.
Oh, bloody love them.
Ah, we bloody love them.
I bloody love your hair today.
Why are you focusing on
it's
my
just,
hair?
It's never looked so fluffy.
You look so sweet. You have your hair pinned back today and you look adorable.
Okay, come on, punk rocker.
But you do, punk rocker. You're looking great at the moment, honey.
Oh, no. Come on.
You're looking great. By the way, before we go into listeners' messages, you have your new car.
I know.
How?
What are we calling it?
Well, we're going to get into that. So you have your new car. It's a what?
A Fiat. You have 500. Black.
Fiat 500.
She's a trendy girl.
So what would you like to call? So the last blue one was called Fanny.
Mm.
What are you going to call this Fiat?
Bob.
You want to call it Bob?
Fanny's your aunt and Bob's your uncle. So we've got some listener suggestions for the name of the car. You
okay,
ready?
Yeah, give it to me.
Mini Moo, no. Bollies, absolutely not.
Love that.
Fresh Fanny.
Fresh Fanny. New Fanny.
Rinky Dink. Minty.
Minty.
Minty fresh. Well, it's not green, so minty would be quite weird.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
That's it. I think I'm going to call it Rinky Dink.
You're
rinky.
Not calling it Rinky
Dink. I am. I think you've got to say it like this. Rinky Dink.
What about Fresh Fanny?
Obviously not.
That's a good one.
I'm not calling it my Fresh Fanny. New Fanny.
New Fanny.
Fanny 2.0.
New. Call it your new Fanny.
Fanny 2.0. Okay, well, we'll decide. When we see her, I think a name will come to us.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have our listeners' messages, and the first one is from Mary. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I thought this would be a perfect proposal story to share on Newlyweds, or should I say, poo proposal. Me and my boyfriend went on holiday to Greece, and unfortunately, after the first evening, I got food poisoning. So for 2 days, I had been non-stop vomiting and diarrhea. Within the first day, I went through 12 pairs of our pants. I also was so dehydrated that I passed out on the toilet, and in order to get me back to bed safely and as quick as possible, my boyfriend wiped my bottom. That is low.
Oh my God.
That is... broke.
That's bad, but like if you're ill, it's not embarrassing, I don't think.
Would you ever wipe my bottom?
Well, if you would pass out on the loo, yeah, probably for you.
You would?
Well, obviously I'm not going to leave... Oh, night, Jamie. Shove your head so it's leaning on the wall.
Now, only did this solidify how much I would like to marry him and how amazing he is afterwards, we laughed about how it would make a good part of his wedding speech. On the third day of feeling like crap, I woke up from a nap and found my boyfriend had gone for a walk. I got quite emotional, was crying when he came back because I was upset we had only 3 days left of our holiday and I spent the majority of it on the toilet dying. He consoled me while also starting to cry himself. He got up and said he had something that might cheer me up. He went into his bag and got out the ring and asked me to marry him. It may have not been how he planned to ask me, but the moment was perfect.
Oh,
that is...
God, that's a real goosebump moment. What? I love him.
I love that.
That's what you call love.
That is real love.
That's. Right, would you wipe my bum?
100%.
Okay, great.
I would wipe your bum. I don't have any qualms any of that. I'd wipe your bum. I would...
Okay, you don't have to get too excited about it.
Well, I would.
Okay, we've got one from Anonymous.
Okay, go for it.
Absolutely mortifying story time. To set the scene, I'd been seeing a boy for about 2 months. I knew he was coming over, and so, as you do, I did the everything shower, shaving my whole body and washing my hair.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. When you have longer hair, sometimes when washing it, it can get stuck between your butt cheeks. So when you wash it, like the strands of hair like this.
Yeah, I get it. It gets stuck between your butt cheeks.
Yeah. Skip forward a few hours.
I don't understand how you need to explain that to me.
Well, you said say it again, so I didn't think you've never had long hair. No, I don't think you've ever had your hair stuck between your ass cheeks.
Yeah, I have.
That's fucking weird. Why?
Well, because your hair molts and it goes into your bum.
Your strands of blonde tufts.
Yeah, and then it goes into, yes.
I think that would just be pubic hair.
It's not pubic hair.
Okay, skip forward a few hours. He's come over and we're doing the deed. We end up in doggy style with the lights on and he stops thrusting for a moment and makes a confused sound. I turn around to ask what is wrong when I see him looking quite closely at my asshole. He then proceeds to take a long hair from between my cheeks. I'm quite embarrassed, but tell him I wash my hair and sometimes it happens. That's mortifying. He doesn't think anyone looking into my arsehole, I would be like, no.
That's what happens.
Such an invasion of my privacy.
That's what happens.
What do you mean that's what happens?
If you do doggy style, your bumhole is there.
Are you joking? No, look not. Forward.
When? To where? Space?
Yeah, fucking look at the headboard. Don't look at that. What the hell?
Okay. Maybe what we should do, we should get a picture of you and I'll put it there, above you.
Yeah, do that.
Look at the
He doesn't headboard. Think much of it, but then says, there's another one. He reaches forward to get it, and as he does, I feel a sharp, long pain. I know exactly what's happened. We're both horrified to learn that the long, long hair is in fact attached and growing from my butthole. It only got worse. Oh my God. It only got worse when he explained that is longer than my finger. No, what's happened is it was like on her butthole, right? And his willy went in and pushed it in. It's not growing from inside her asshole.
It is.
Her sphincter. I don't think
it's coming from her butthole.
That's not the case.
Yes.
I wanted to disappear into the bed and never see him again. Definitely to be one of the most mortifying moments of my life. But somehow 2 years later, we are happily living together with a dog. Although I have upped my attention to the detail within my shaving routine.
That is fantastic. Who was it? Who told us the story about when some person tried to grab the hair from their face?
Your mum.
Yes. Well, my mum was on.
Why would your mum do that on a date? Like, if I was on a date.
My mum went on a date. I think we said this story, but I'll say it again. My mum went on a date when she was. She just got divorced. And she was like, oh, I might as well just go out there and go on a date. She went on a date with a man. And she was across the table from him. And she saw he had a hair on his chin that was quite long. So he's like, oh, you got something on your chin? She thought it was something. She went to grab it and pulled it. It was attached.
No, it was on his neck.
It was attached. So
he went, oh. That's like everyone with my mole here. I've got this like white mole on my chin and everyone's like, oh, you got, and I'll be like, and they're like, still there. And then I see the sheer horror in their face. They're like, it's attached to her face.
Didn't you go and have a facial once where they tried to pop it?
Every time, I reckon 5 times out of 10 facials, they'll squeeze and I go, it's a mole. And they're like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Why do you get it removed?
I don't want to get it removed. Why do you get your head removed? They didn't fucking tell me to get things removed.
My head removed?
Yeah. Anonymous, your turn.
Oh, God. You make me laugh, honey. You make me laugh.
Go on.
All right, sissy pants. You just chill out, girl. I also have a love story from Ellen.
We love a love story.
And also, the greatest thing is that when these get sent in, I just don't... They're a surprise because I don't know what they're going to say. This story I'm about to tell you melts my heart. It's all about my grandparents, Shirley and Derek, and their love journey. Their story starts back to way before I was born. Shirley was the beautiful young sweetheart, and my granddad was a cool leather jacket wearing rock and roller. They would often act like love-struck teenagers and were inseparable. They eventually got married in their late teens. As their love story was growing, so was the family. They had 5 children together, and one of them was my dad. Shirley was a busy mother looking after her 5 young children at the time with Derek. But their marriage wasn't always plain sailing and had a few bumps along the way. So much so that unfortunately they ended their marriage in their late 20s, with both of them feeling heartbroken and lost in their new separate lives. 50 years had passed, and Dad was about to marry my stepmom. My dad is a man of very few words and had forgotten to tell me that I would be sat next to his father, Derek, who I had never met. I felt so nervous and awkward that I asked my nanny, Shirley, if she could sit between Derek and I, as I didn't feel comfortable sitting next to a stranger. As the wedding went on, I could see that my grandparents were getting on really well and were laughing and talking all through the night, almost as if those 50 years of not talking or seeing each other had simply melted away. A few weeks went by and I knew that Shirley and Derek were still communicating. After the wedding, she had a huge grin on her face and would constantly reminisce in her past adventures with my granddad, to which I always enjoyed listening to. 8 months after my father's wedding, my granddad moves into my nanny's house as they can't bear the thought of not speaking or seeing each other for any longer. It was like they were young teenagers in love again.
I can't bear it.
And I have never seen my nanny this happy in all my life. Fast forward to today and they have remarried.
I actually can't bear it, guys. That's a true love story.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
They're in their 70s and I'm so thankful that my granddad came back into our lives because my nanny means so much to me and he clearly was her missing piece for 50 years. This just goes to show that love has no age and needs to be worked on sometimes. But in the end, love always triumphs.
That is so wonderful. Charlie and Derek, I would love to meet them.
Just remember, life has those ups and downs.
Are you thinking we're going to divorce with
him? No, I'm not thinking we're going to divorce. I think we're unbreakable, if I'm actually honest. But just remember, you're going to have moments where I'm not here and you're not here and I'm only...
Where are we?
Well, 40%. I'm talking about energy-wise. Maybe I'll have moments when I'm feeling grumpy or feeling sad or feeling...
I have those moments already with you.
You get out of here. You get out of here.
You shushy little numpty.
Hey, I want to say a big thank you to every single person who always sends in messages. Thank you so much. Please keep sending them in because they're great.
We love them.
And we love them. Send them into at Newlyweds Podcast or send us an email, newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. Honey, that's the end of...
That's the end of listeners' messages.
Okay, I'm very excited because if you listened to a couple of episodes ago, we organized an amazing flash mob for Charlie and Josh. Josh wanted to propose to Charlie. They've been together 10 years, I think it is. And it was very exciting. We managed to pull it off and it was incredible. So later on, we have Josh and Charlie coming on the podcast to talk about it. But also we thought what would be amazing is speak to Alex, who organized the flash mob. All of the links to Alex's website and Instagram social media accounts is in the description below. She's incredible. So we're going to talk about how it was organized and then talk to the happily engaged couple. Alex, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So we've done lots of stuff with you. So we've done loads of different flash mobs. We did the flash mob where we announced the new name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We did
so much fun
in Victoria Station, which was amazing.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Marching band, first time for us, but so great.
First time me singing in the...
You were surprisingly so nervous.
I was more nervous than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, you were really nervous. I remember being up there and I was like, is he going to do this? Is he going to do this? And I was like, you've got this, Jamie.
I wasn't really ready for it. More recently, you helped organise the amazing proposal between Charlie and Josh, which was incredible. So what does your company do? Can you explain it?
Yeah, so I've got sort of two companies. Uh-huh. One specializes in kind of dance stunts, surprise stunts for people, like flash mobs, I guess. And the other one, the Taylors, specializes in personalized surprises for people. So personalized performances like we did for Josh and Charlie. Mm. So changing all the lyrics like we did for you.
Amazing.
When we came and gatecrashed on your birthday. So that
I
was
loved
so fun.
It.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
it's super rewarding, obviously, because I think you mentioned on the last podcast you wanted to do a job where you surprise everyone every day, and that kind of is my job. So you can come and work for us if you want any time.
100%, I'm there.
But it is really stressful at the same time. You know, like people say, one cigarette takes 5 minutes off your life or something like that. I think every flash mob takes at least 10. I'm probably due to die next week.
Really? Is that stressful?
Really?
It's so stressful. But I love it at the same time. The love is like this and the stress is like this.
And the adrenaline's like...
Absolutely, yeah.
So how many proposals have you done?
Oh, it has to be in the hundreds, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's a real special moment.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Like there's nothing better than two people getting proposed and you being able to witness it.
And even now, I if I'm not there in person, which I'm there in person for most of them, but if I'm not there in person, I still look it back and I'm in tears almost every single one. I mean, there have been, that no one's ever said no as well, but obviously the loads that I've done, there have been a few that like you think, was that the right choice for that specific person? Like maybe two times where the guy's booked a flash mob more for him. Than the girl.
Do you know what I mean?
But we do.
That sounds a bit
now.
Like me. Yeah, I would definitely do that.
What's happened? Do you have any stories?
Oh, well, I mean, I've got so many stories. I mean, there's just been a few where, like, I mean, only about two really, but where the girl's kind of been like this.
No, they've said no.
And no, not said no. They've always said yes.
Well, they couldn't say no in front of all those people.
And some
could
of
they?
Like maybe again, about two out of hundreds have gone on to not get married. Yeah. And we have had, I think, one guy who was quite close to booking us, and then he said, "Oh, we've broken up." So I think that I think that the flash mob was trying to be like a Hail Mary to like save the relationship.
Oh
and
my God, the Hail Mary. To make it work.
But the vast majority, like, are amazing and go off without a hitch. But I think it's our job, and this is where the stress comes in, to stop any hitches before they happen. Do you know what I mean? Because you can't predict how people are going to react. You can't predict. You're out in the public a lot of the time. You don't know what's going to happen. We actually, so once we were intentionally sabotaged on a flash mob proposal.
Explain.
Yeah.
By an ex.
It was really bad. So, the client got in touch with me and he wanted to do something really different. So he ended up booking this bowling alley. So they went there all the time. It was a really popular bowling alley in London. So they're having their meal and all of a sudden the music goes really loud. And they look over and on the bowling alleys, there's four dancers doing a routine, literally one per bowling alley. So they were like, oh, that's really cool. And then nearer them, a whole table of people get up and start dancing. And then the girls from the bowling alley move around to the restaurant and everything gets closer and closer to the couple. So at first she's obviously like, oh, wow, that's cool. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Oh, wow. And then everything starts kind of moving towards her. So it's really magical, really special. We're about 4 minutes into a 5 minute performance and we are there. We're looking at her. So I'm pretty sure by now she knows something is up for her. And the music just goes off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so we're dancing. And because of the nature of the venue, we couldn't just go and check the music because you couldn't run off and it's too far away. Do you know what I mean? And at that point, we didn't know what happened. We had no idea. So we just start singing, everybody, rock your and just kept sort of doing the performance, singing it. And it was on. It was 20 or 30 seconds, but it was honestly, and that sounds like a short time, but
it was honestly
the worst. And then,
oh my God,
the music
and
came back
up. And you're a perfectionist as well. So,
Jamie,
so.
You don't even know. I was so, this haunted me for, honestly, years. Years
still
after.
Still now.
still now. Losing sleep. But so then the music came back up. And so obviously I was like, thank God. And then, because I was about to run over and try and fix it myself.
Yeah.
Inexplicably, it comes back up. We pull him out of the chair and he joins in. It was all a bit eggy, but we got it back because there was enough. I know, right? There was enough of it left to sort of get back into the spirit. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls her up, he proposes. She's loving it. She's like, wow, this is amazing. And she's got such a, and we're all like normal, we're all very teary and like, it's beautiful. And so it managed to be rescued, but later down the line, I realized that because the manager of the venue told me, the big boss, one of the managers at the venue had been told she was losing her job the day before. And she'd not been involved in the planning of this at all. Yeah. So she obviously thought, well, this is too loud. This is disruptive in the restaurant. And we've actually got her on camera.
No, you don't.
Going over to, you can see it in the corner of the footage, going over to the...
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And turning it off. Down.
What
she turned it down and then... The boss of the venue, who obviously planned it with me, ran over and turned it back up.
Well, she's definitely losing her job now then, isn't she?
She's gone.
She is gone. Not getting rehired.
That is insane.
Wow. Oh, no, that's really intense.
How can you plan for that?
No,
you can't.
What is the moment where everyone starts to cry? Because I know with Charlie and Josh, there was the moment... Josh can show you the world.
Oh, that's
it. Yeah. And I'm literally in the back in floods next to producer Jack.
He was so nervous before. He was like a puppy. He was like, what are they? Is she here? Is she here?
Really freaking out. Yeah. But those moments are insane, aren't they?
Yeah, it is great. I think that the moment where, because we have to hold it together, because you can't, I learned this really early on, because on the early ones, I would get genuinely so emotional that my singing voice would be like, and you sound awful. So you have to really kind of hold that back. And then when the proposal moment actually happens, normally it's to music and we're not singing. So you can have that moment emotionally for you. And that's when everyone like really tears up. And then we pull it back and we sing like two lines at the end just to wrap it up.
Oh my God. It's
so it's all like a, you know, it's perfectly figured out over so many times of doing it.
Oh my God. Josh and Charlie's one was amazing.
it was really special.
It was unbelievable.
It was just amazing in so many ways. It was incredible. But you want to also encourage people to reach out to you, right? And to organize more of these wonderful moments.
Yeah, we're actually doing an initiative which is called Surprise Someone. And it's where we can do a few of these a year of pro bono surprises for people that really deserve it. So we want to take our skills. We're also looking for corporate sponsors for this, guys.
Okay,
just in case there are any companies out there that want sponsor something like this. But we want to sort of, the people that really deserve an amazing moment in their life, we want to make that happen and we want to get really creative with it.
But if someone wants to get in touch with you, it can be a proposal, it can be an event, it can just be a romantic thing.
Or volunteer.
These different things, anyone can just do it for an amazing surprise, can't they? And get in touch with you. And honestly, mm-hmm. from what we've done with you guys, it's just been amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are so professional, so awesome, so talented.
Thank you so much.
And it's amazing.
It's been great. Yeah, like if anybody wants to get in touch for a surprise for their wedding, birthday party, corporate event, we're always here. That's what we do.
Proposal. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. We love you. You're amazing. I want everyone to get in touch with you. As I said, all the links are in the description below. So if you want to get in touch with Alex, you can. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us.
You're amazing. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex. Oh my God.
Oh my God, dude, that was
amazing. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, honey, now is for the moment that we've been waiting for.
Can't bloody wait.
Okay, so if you listen to our episode where we had Charlie and Josh on, Josh is the boyfriend, Charlie was the girlfriend, and Josh wanted to propose to Charlie. So he came to us, we organized an amazing flash mob in a restaurant, and Charlie said yes. We haven't caught up with them since, but they are here right now to catch up on what exactly happened, how they're feeling, what the wedding planning is going, all those kind of things. So please, ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the stage. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the chairs. It's Charlie and Josh, the fiancés.
Quite like that. Say that one more time.
It's Charlie and Josh, the fiancés.
Love, that's great.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Guys, you nervous?
Yeah. I'm not too bad.
Josh, you're never nervous.
Josh, you can't be nervous for this. You just did like a live proposal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel too bad, to be honest. You made me feel more nervous.
He do that? Like, he has this energy and you're like, you're freaking me out.
I wasn't freaking you. Let's just play this straight, right? I was worried because you weren't that scared. And I was like, buddy, this is a big decision. Like, are you okay? And you were like, yeah, I'm just completely
chill. That's reflecting on you. You shouldn't be scared. You should know it's the right decision.
So there was nervous energy. Like, I was nervous. But then, like, I'd be like, Camilla, I'd be fine. And you come up to me and you just shake me. You're like, everything's going to be okay.
No, he didn't.
Do you want to go outside? Do you want fresh air, water, drink booze?
You're like, I just want you to leave me the hell alone.
Forced you into a drink at one point. I was like, you want this? And you had like a cognac or something. What did you have?
I just ran on the rocks.
Weirder. Yeah.
that's lovely. On the rocks.
Okay, I want to hear everything. So Joshy first. So explain to everyone how this has. So we sent a message out on the podcast saying if anyone wants to get to organise a program, we want to help you do it. You then got in touch with us, didn't you?
Yeah, so I just sent you kind of just off the cuff Yeah, just thinking about proposing in 24, any kind of tips or anything like that would be amazing. And I did a little sign-off line where I don't know if you know about this. The sign-off line was, oh, by the way, if Jamie wants to know, I've got some pals cream for him.
That was you signed off. Anusol, baby. Are you on the Anusol? You're on the Anusol?
No comment.
Yeah. Did you help him with the Anusol?
No.
Very useful. But it was amazing. So then you arrived, you were so calm, you were so relaxed. How are you feeling when you, because if you haven't seen the, listened to the episode or seen the video, Josh, you walk out when the music goes, love is an open door, Charlie, you're sitting there. Josh, what are you feeling when you're behind the door and you're about to propose?
Well, it was a bit of a weird one because it wasn't like it all kind of happened so quickly. So we're there like a few hours before and then we're waiting, I was literally waiting in the toilet because... I was obviously messaging Lucy at the time because she was saying we're next door.
Who was Charlie's friend?
Charlie's
right?
friend. Like without her, this wouldn't have been possible as well. And I was texting her, and she was like, "Yeah, we're just finishing up. We're leaving soon." So everyone got into their positions, and it'd been about 15 minutes, and I hadn't heard anything. And then Jack messaged me saying, "Where is she?" So I text Lucy. And Lucy was like, she's trying on clothes. I can't go out of changing rooms. She keeps trying to buy stuff.
So what were you thinking?
Did you have any idea? Yeah.
I had no idea. So I said, so Lucy was like, Charlie, we're late. And I was like, it's fine. If we get at 10:05, I'm sure it'll be fine. Obviously, I had no idea at this point.
You thought you were going for a prize dinner.
So Lucy messaged me. Like a couple weeks before saying she'd won a competition with work and one of the prizes was to go for dinner. So I asked her, I was like, oh, well, you know, what were the other prizes? And she told me one of the prizes was a whole son.
Sorry, what? Lucy's a legend. What,
someone won a big salmon.
That is the biggest panic. That's really got Sophie.
That is so good. How old were you when you met?
So I just turned 18. So it was like 4 days after my 18th birthday.
Oh my gosh, you've like been through all those incremental years growing up.
Yeah, we've literally grown up together.
Yeah.
Like all of our friends have like gone through the whole process of getting married. And I feel like it's all I was talking about for ages. Mm-hmm. And then it got to the point I was like, I honestly thought it was never going to happen. And I accepted, I was like, do you know what? It's fine. I was even thinking now, I was like, well, we can have kids first and then we can get married later. So I'd like mentally actually accepted.
Oh,
sure. And like only a week before, so we were with my family and my brother's girlfriend was asking me, oh, when are you going to get engaged? And I said, I was like, Zakiya, listen, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen for a while. Like, you're going to be getting engaged before me. And then she asked me, she went, what would your dream proposal be? And I said to her, my dream proposal would be a flash mob. I know.
Goosebumps.
Are you serious?
No, and this was a
Are
week
you promised me?
I Did you know, me? Josh?
What Charlie's
that would be her dream proposal.
We'd spoken about different proposals and stuff like before and stuff that had kind of come up. But I just never thought I'd be able to pull it off.
Well, at what point when the flash mob was singing, at what point were you like, this is about me?
So like I would say the first song, I was like, oh, this is one of the restaurants you go to and they like sing and dance around you. I was like, oh, that's so nice. And then I was like, wait, they said my name. And I was like, and I looked at Lucy and I thought, she must have told them the stuff about me, like not even realising. And then when they started singing A Whole New World and they said, Josh, and this thought, I was like, oh my gosh, I think it's a proposal. And I told myself, no, don't, it might not be. Because I was like, I think it could be. And I looked behind me to see if he was there. And he wasn't.
Oh my
God. And I was
God.
Like, no, he's not there. And then I saw other people around filming. And in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, these random strangers are now filming us. and I had no idea. And I was just thinking, oh my word, like, what's going on?
This is a bit awkward now.
and then I was like, no, this is. Because I just looked at Lucy and then she just gave me a look. And then I was like, oh, this is a proposal.
I could cry now.
That's the most...
And you've got it forever and ever to watch. How many times have you guys watched it?
Oh, honestly so many. I watch it pretty much every day.
I keep watching it as well. It's so good.
And I just cry. I just cry so much. I feel like all I do is cry when I watch it because it's so special.
It's so special. Yeah. And Josh, you hero man, because you allowed us, our little team here, just to organise it for you, and you gave us that sort of privilege, I suppose, to do that, to be part of your journey. And look, Alex was amazing, the team were amazing, and we just hope we did a great job for you guys, because it was just it's the coolest thing in the entire world.
It couldn't have gone any better.
Okay,
like,
great.
It was perfect. Aww. Like, every single part of it was just, it couldn't have gone any better.
We're invited to the wedding, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course, put it in your card as well.
So okay, yeah, fine.
Well, the best man needs to be there. So...
I didn't want to say it. I knew you felt that as well. Not even freaking kidding.
It was
you.
When I was on one knee. It was just freaking the luck.
We did a rehearsal before, yeah. And I started crying when he came out. It wasn't even about me. I started crying, getting emotional when he proposed to me. And I was like, yes! Guys, I really wish you a lifetime of happiness. You guys are so awesome, and you're so incredible and so amazing. And just, yeah, I hope life brings you so many great fortunes. And I hope that we can just be there at some point, and we'll keep in touch on those different things, because it's been an amazing thing. So thank you so much.
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Like, literally everybody. You've made our dreams come true. And like, I know it sounds really cliche, but honestly, this is everything I ever, dreamt of. Oh my God, you're going to make me cry. So just, and I feel like words just can't actually thank you all enough, because... Everything I possibly could have wanted has just come true. So thank you. Oh, Jack, you've got producer Jack
is going, I'm going as well. What the hell's going on?
Oh my God, we love you. Thank you so much for letting us be part of the journey.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to be the most beautiful bride. I can't wait.
Josh, Shelley, we love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh my God, guys.
You made me emotional. Oh my
You're
God.
Such I got an emotional. Angel.
Tell me your best man. I just love love.
I bloody love love. That's very, very cool that we were involved in that.
I just want to get... feel like me and you should need to renew our vows ASAP.
We've been married for less than 6 months.
I know. No, more than 6 months.
How? May. May, June, July, August.
Honey, April.
Oh, yeah, April. No, we're not...
What was our wedding date in April?
19th of April.
Correct.
What was our... Oh, was it? I don't think it was.
Oh, no.
It was the 14th of April. What was our wedding date in...
I know exactly what it is.
20th of May.
Well done.
Bitch.
You've nailed it. It wasn't the 20th, it was the 21st.
It wasn't. That was the pool party.
It was the 20th of May.
It was the 20th
yeah,
of May.
Yeah, exactly.
And 19th was the Friday night.
Okay, anyway, look, we can josh around this. All I just know is that we need to do it again, because it's the greatest thing ever.
It's the greatest thing ever, maybe in 10 years.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening once again to the podcast. We love you so much. Remember, please send in your stories. We love to hear from you at Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram, or newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. And also, if you can propose the pod, that would be amazing.
Go do it.
Propose the pod means go out, find those incredible stories where you're telling people. It could be a postman, it could be a baker, it could be a brother, sister, anyone that you do it in a fun...
A baker?
I don't know, a candlestick maker. I was going down that road.
Okay. Give it to your baker and your candlestick maker.
Okay, there we go, exactly. So please propose the pod and then send it in how you propose the pod.
We'd love to hear you guys. All right. If you're getting engaged...
You always just cut me off.
Because you ramble so much, it's intolerable.
But they like it.
They don't. Who said?
They do, I know they do.
I don't think they do. If you're getting engaged, they're trying to jump on the tube at this point.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're trying to get out of the car and they're waiting for you to say goodbye. Right, if you're getting engaged...
Good luck!
If you're getting married...
Oh, you go for it, sissy pants.
I nearly went, if you're naked.
Go for it as well.
If you want to get married.
Oh, I just go and get that ring.
If you're divorced.
Oh, don't worry about it.
And if you're looking for love.
Oh, it's out there. It's right around the corner.
We love you. Goodbye.
See you later. Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.